Shalom, everybody, and Shavua Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parashat Miketz, we have 14 psukim. This Aliyah picks up where the end of the last Parashat ends off. At the end of Parashat Vayeshev, Yosef was in jail despite the fact that he helped the wine steward with his dream. Our Aliyah takes place 2 years later. Paro has these two dreams, the dream about the seven fat cows being eaten by the seven thin cows, the dream of the second dream of seven healthy ears of grain, and how they were eaten by seven thin and sickly ears. And in the morning, none of Paro's advisors are able to interpret the dreams to his liking. Paro's butler remembers that Yosef did successfully interpret his dream, and Paro releases Yosef and brings him before Paro. When Paro wakes up from his dreams in our Aliyah, the Torah tells us in Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Chet, Vayihi Vaboker, Vatipa'em Rucho, Vayishlach, Vayikra et Kol Chartumei Mitzrayim vet Kol Chachameha, Vayisaper Paro Lahem et Chalomo, Ve'ein Poter Otam Le'Faro. In the morning, Paro is very upset. He calls for his magicians and all the wise people of Egypt. Paro tells them his dreams. Paro tells him his dreams, but there is no one who could provide a satisfactory interpretation for Paro. And many of the Mefarshim ask the following question. Why couldn't Paro's advisors solve his dream? It's a dream about small, thin cows. It's a dream about small, thin wheat. Not one of them could come up with the idea of a famine. It was so hard to figure out. And once we're asking that question, we can ask another question. In the next Aliyah, Yosef provides a solution of saving up during the years of plenty for the years of famine. What was so great about that, that Paro praises him and promotes him? Who wouldn't think of that? And many Mefarshim give beautiful answers. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. The philosophy of Mitzrayim was that the way it is the way it will always be. The way things are the way things they will be. Not only that, but if things do change, there's nothing we can do about it. Nature is nature, and when things happen, they happen. And therefore, the Chartumei Mitzrayim and all the wise people of Mitzrayim, when they're confronted by a dream that involves the possibility of a famine, it's dismissed immediately. They were literally not wired to understand what that even means. Excuse me, a famine? What's a famine? The Nile provides us with water, not rain. What could possibly go wrong? And if something does go wrong, if there is a famine, there's simply nothing we can do about it. We're determined to suffer. And comes along Yosef and says the exact opposite. First of all, nothing is obvious. Nothing is to be taken for granted. Lashem ha'aretz umlo'ah. Hashem created the world, and he constantly recreates the world. Hamachadesh betuvo b'chol yom tamid. He recreates the world every single moment. Just because things are good now does not mean they'll always be good. But also, just because things seem bad now does not mean they'll always be that way. Okay, there's a famine coming. No problem. We can change that. But the Egyptian magicians and even Paro himself don't even know what he's talking about. And when they do hear his suggestions on how to ride out the famine, about how to fix their situation, they think he's the genius. But he quickly denies all credit. It's all about God. And that was Yosef's entire life. Think about his life from when he was a young boy all the way until his dying day. We have the power to change things, but we have the power to change things in either direction, based on our actions, based on our tefillah, based on our individual and collective relationship with Hashem. Mitzrayim comes from the word mitzarim, which means boundaries, borders, limitations. But we Jews, we left Mitzrayim. We left those boundaries. In Hallel that we say from Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud Chet, Pasuk Hey, we say min ha-meitzar, mitzarim, Mitzrayim. We say min ha-meitzar. When we are in narrow, constricted, painful places, what do we do? Min ha-meitzar? Karatika, we call out to God. We don't sit around, karatika. And what does God do? Anani, he answers me. Bamerchavka, he answers me in a rachav way, in an expansive way. It's the opposite of Meitzar. Mitzrayim thinks in constricted, narrow Meitzar ways. But we know that God, Emir Tzah Hashem, we know that God responds in expansive, generous ways, God forbid. And we are not Mitzrayim, we are no longer in Mitzrayim. We can think about God and change our actions. And this is related to Hanukkah. Time has run out for the FMT. If you're interested in hearing about the connection to Hanukkah, please WhatsApp me privately. And in the meantime, have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.